The Sefer names through Parsha Framshir for Parshas Pekudei. We'll be looking at the Sefer Shemen HaMaor by Rav Meir Halevi Schlesinger. So the Pasuk in Parshas Pekudei, Perek Lamites, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, says, Asa menorah tohoras nirosah, niros hamarocha, veizkol keilah, veizshemen hamaor. The pure menorah, its lamp, the lamps to be set in order and all its implements, and the oil for the lighting. So the Shemen HaMaor was a Sefer written by Rav Meir Halevi Schlesinger, who lived from about 1770 to 1829. Sefer was published in Prague in 1816. He was a dayan of a large beis din in Prague, in a town called Gluga, and a rebbe of a yeshiva there. He authored two major works, the Divrei Meir on Shas, and Shemen HaMaor on Shulchan Aruch or Achayim. He was basically a talmud of his father. His father was Rav Yecheskel Segel Gluga, the av beis din, and the author of the Sefer Mari Yecheskel. Interestingly, Rav Meir Halevi Schlesinger passed away in 1829 in the Beis Knesses, in Shul, while giving a hesped for his friend, the Gaon Maharam Bennett. Rav Yisachar Shlomo Teichtal quotes the Shemen HaMaor many times in his Svarim Mishneh Sachir. So we'll quote three limudim from the Sefer Shemen HaMaor. Number one, this is where Schlesinger is actually quoted by the Mishneh Berurah himself. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim in Siman Yud Gimel, Sif Yudalid, talks about that even though normally we don't bring a Torah to someone who's in prison, we assume it's not Kavod HaTorah, that the Torah should come to you. You should come to the Torah. Which, by the way, parenthetically, that's true in Shul also, that it's not... We don't necessarily encourage bringing the Torah around to each person. Rather, each person should come out of their chair to go greet the Torah. The Ramah adds, however, that if the person is an Adam Chashuv, then it's permitted to bring the Torah to him. And the Mishneh Berurah in Nun says that Adam Chashuv means Gadol B'Torah, as then it's Kavod HaTorah to bring the Torah to him. And the Torah is being honored through such a person. So the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Shemen HaMaor, Schlesinger, that for an Adam Chashuv, for an Adam that's a Gadol B'Torah, it's permitted to bring him a Torah, even if he's not in prison, and it's not an Ones. Stam, a Gadol B'Torah is in his house on Shabbos, and he wants to have the minyan in his house, so can you bring him a Torah or not? So Shemen HaMaor says, yes, that's what the Ramah means, when Adam Chashuv is different, and it's permitted. It means it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, it doesn't mean if he's not in prison, it doesn't matter, you can bring it to him. Mishneh Berurah then says, quotes others who are Machmir, and so maybe best to prepare a place for the Torah where he is and bring it to him in advance. So the Shaar Tzion in Nun Aleph notes that Eliyahu Rabbah, he thought the Ramah was going on the Machaber. The Machaber said, you can't bring a Torah to a person in prison. So when the Ramah says, Adam Chashuv Mutter, the Eliyahu Rabbah thought it meant that for Adam Chashuv, you could bring it to him in prison, but it would still have to be an Ones, like a case of a Chola or a prison. But the Shemen HaMaor argues, and he's Medayik from the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe and the Mordechai, that no, when the Ramah in Darkei Moshe quotes this Heter of Adam Chashuv, it's not connected to an Ones, to prison, or to a sickness. Adam Chashuv alone is enough. It's implicit like that from the Gra, that the Kavana of the Ramah was to be makil and lenient for Adam Chashuv, even if there is no Ones. And again, the logic, like the Mishneh Berurah even explains himself, is that because this person is a Gadol B'Torah, it is Kavod HaTorah to bring the Torah to him, because he honors the Torah, and so it's an honor for the Torah to go greet this person, who's essentially a walking Sefer Torah himself. That's Lima number one. Shemen HaMaor is got its name in the Mishneh Berurah. Lima number two. There's a machlokes amongst the Achronim in Simen Kuf Chav Ches in Aruch Chaim about a Levi who's a Talmud Chacham, if by duchening he should be washing the hands of a Kohen who's Am Haaretz. So the Magen Avraham, the Pri Chadash, are very machmer about this. Others say it's not a problem. So Shemen HaMaor, Rav Schlesinger notes, really his whole machlokes is only when there's one Levi in the city. So in that scenario, the Kohanim, according to some, should wash their own hands. Levi's not going to do it. And some say, no, if the Levi's the only one, then he should wash his hands. But everyone would agree, if there are many Kohanim, and only some are Ami Aretz, and some are Tamil Chachamim themselves, then the Levi, no matter what, would have to wash all of their hands. You can't embarrass the Ami Aretz. Better to be Mizalzel in his own kavod than to embarrass someone. But when there are multiple Levim in the town, then everyone would agree that the Levi who's a Talmud Chacham should not wash the hands of the Kohen Am Haaretz. Why? So it's a big Yesod. He quotes from the Kilos Yaakov as well, that the Chiyuv, or others quote this from the Kilos Yaakov as well, that the Chiyuv to wash a Kohen's hands is not what we think. It's not a Chiyuv for the Levi to wash a Kohen's hands. Rather, it's for the Kohanim to have water poured on their hands by Levium. So if a Levi refuses to do his duty, he's just causing the Kohen not to be able to fulfill the mitzvah properly. So therefore, if there are other Levium there, and all the Kohanim will get their hands washed by a Levi, then this Levi who backs out is doing nothing wrong. Now, this is actually Lemaisa, because sometimes by Duchening time, there'll be, you know, many Levium, and not every Levi gets a chance. That's okay. It sounds like from this that there's no chiyuv on a Levi to wash the Kohen's hands. It's a chiyuv on the Kohanim to have their hands washed by a Levi. So if every Kohen has their hands washed by a Levi, then if a Levi is left over and didn't do anything, it's not a problem. Now, it seems to be the Minhag HaOlam. Many Levim try to grab onto the cup, try to be mishtatev, but that's probably just al tzrizus and kavod ha-mitzvah. But halacha l'maaseh, it doesn't seem like a Levi would be required to make sure that he is the one that washes the Kohen's hands, as long as the Kohen's hands ultimately get washed by a Levi. And finally, the Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Zov in Simon Zion in Aruch Chaim writes that if one went to the bathroom, so he leaves the bathroom, he forgets to make an Asher Yotzar. He has a Hesach Hadas, and then a little while later, he has to go to the bathroom again. So now what do you do in terms of Asher Yotzar from the first bathroom you went to? So the Prima Gadim says he should first make an Asher Yotzar on his previous bathroom trip, and then go to the bathroom again, and then make another bracha. But the Shemana Maor, he argues in the Prima Gadim, based on the Magen Avram, because the Magen Avram in Simen Zayin, he just is Mitzayin, he references Simen Kuf Ayin Ches in the Ramah. Over there, the Ramah says when it comes to eating food, if a person ate food, forgot to make a bracha, and then realizes afterwards he forgot to make a bracha, and he wants to eat more food. Of course, you only make a bracha on food you're going to eat. You cannot make a bracha on food you already ate. It's too late. And why? He says, benching, let's say you're in a bread meal, benching anyway covers that food that you didn't make the bracha on. So, Shemana Maor says, you know what why the Magen Avraham is referencing that simen in the Ramah? To teach you that Asher Yotzar is just like benching. Just like benching covers any food you ate, whether it had a bracha or not a bracha, so too, Asher Yotzar works the same way. That the second Asher Yotzar that you make after the second bathroom trip would cover the first bathroom trip as well if you didn't make a bracha in between. And that was the Kavanah of the Magen Avraham to argue in the Prima Gadim and show us that you would only, that therefore you should not make an Asher Yotzar before you go to the bathroom second time. Rather, if you remember right before the second bathroom, go to the bathroom again, and then you make one Asher Yotzer after the second time, and that Asher Yotzer covers both the second time you went to the bathroom, as well as the first time you went to the bathroom. So that's a little bit about Rav Meir Halevi Schlesinger and his Sefer on Aruch Chaim Shulchan Aruch, Shemen Hamor.